As of the 21st of October, the position will be 29 in the main hospital, with 14 in the Alzheimer's unit, given a total of 43 beds, which we're delighted about, and we're obviously not too delighted about that, but we did express a concern that the hospital is registered to provide 46 beds. With the 5 beds being reopened, we're still 3 beds short of the 46. And our concern is what is going to happen to those 3 beds. Eamon Glacken, the Director of Nursing, was forthright today, and he said that really the situation in those 3 beds is dependent upon compliance with the HECO requirements in relation to the amount of space per bed in the hospital, and the Estates Department are doing an exercise in that at the moment.
Other issues discussed included the X-ray unit and the day unit at the hospital. Progress being made on those?
Yes. Again, this was emphasised that our group, while primarily concerned at the moment about beds, it was about the hospital in general as well. And we made progress in relation to the developing more usage of the X-ray unit in Carindona. Again, working in relation to how we can improve the day hospital facilities, the physiotherapy facilities. There's a lot of clinics and all that take place within the hospital, and we feel that there's something that we can do there.